Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Who's, man?
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to do some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the baby, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time!
Good afternoon, family and friends. Just another Parents, Coach, and Parent Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, M.H. Scott. And as always, I'm going to promise you another wonderful show and great information today. So if you are prepared to learn and get some information from a parent that's been there, done that, and in the process of writing a book about it, then you definitely want to stay tuned to what we're going to talk about here today, because we're going to get into some things that I think parents should hear. And I'm hoping you're not hearing it for the first time, but I think you should hear it so that you're better able and better equipped to support your child. You're better enabled and better equipped to support your child. What am I talking about today? I'm talking about success in youth sports. Success in youth sports. You know, that's a very hot and heavy topic there, because I think, and I very seriously believe that if we start becoming actively involved and engaged in our children's lives during the time period that they're involved in youth sports, you know, and anything, you know, anything actually. But if we start to engage ourselves in things that's going on with youth sports, then for sure, without a doubt, that child is on a road to success. And we don't want to take that away from him or her at all. So, what are we going to talk about today, parents? Like I said, we're going to talk about success in youth sports, and I've actually outlined some things that we're going to talk about here today. So, as a result, get your pen and paper out, get your notebook out, and if you're looking at our show page, then you'll see some wonderful things popping up on the show page from time to time, talking about life skills, talking about confidence, talking about discipline, talking about all these other great things, talking about success, all these great things. And we're going to try to cover these things in the next 20 minutes or so. Well, if at any point in time you have a question, you want to give us a call, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. You know, what made me focus on this topic of youth sports? What said, okay, hey, go ahead and talk about youth sports, or go ahead and share some information and your knowledge and understanding of what helps a athlete be successful in youth sports? Well, you know, I sat back and I watched a number of kids over the years, to include my own, but I'm in the community and watching kids throughout the local recreation centers, and I've noticed something, and I think if they take some of these things that we're going to talk about here today to heart, and really, 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 really start to develop them, then I guarantee you're going to put them on the track to success in youth sports. Now, I'll start out by saying this. You know, what is success? You know, what is success in sports? You know, to look at the word itself, success. Success is defined as the degree or measure of succeeding with a favorable or desired outcome. I'll say that again. the degree or measure of succeeding with a favorable or desired outcome. You know, and that outcome is determined by the athlete, by the individual, by the person. Whether or not, we could be talking about you, parents. We could be talking about you just as well as we're talking about our children today. But that outcome is determined by you, because we all know it is not your wealth, you know, how much money you have, or, you know, all these other things, or you know, how much what your bank account look like or whatever. It's not that. And sad to say, it's not your level of education. You know, you can be a successful person and, you know, barely complete high school. Because it goes back to what I just said. An outcome must be determined. What outcome are you striving towards? What outcome are you looking at being your end result, your goal? And once you reach that, then that's how you define your success, your level of success. Success is not defined by society. Success is not defined by the media. Success is not defined by your friends. Success is defined by whatever desired outcome that you wish to achieve. You know, and success is definitely not defined by your fame. So, going over and hitting that out, definition of success again is the degree or measure of succeeding with a favorable and desired outcome. A favorable and desired outcome is not your wealth, it's not your education, and it's not your fame. It's whatever you decide or you define as being your level, your goal that you have reached and you have been successful. So, that's what we're going to look at when we talk about success in sports. Now, whether or not that's, you know, being able to make a goal from 25 feet away, you know, if you're talking about soccer, or whether or not you want to reach a certain number of rebounds that you can get, or, you know, whether or not you are able to dribble the ball with both your left and right hand, or if you're talking about soccer again, left and right foot, you know, field goal attempt for a football player, if you want to be able to kick a field goal at a high percentage rate, you know, from 60 feet away, 60 yards away, then hey, that's what you are determining. That's what you are determining. And once you reach that, you have reached your level of success. And when we say that, you know, we talk about, you know, the key to every athlete's success is his or her self-discipline. His or her self-discipline. You know, and if I was in a classroom of young folks around about now, I would ask them, how do you define self-discipline? How do you define discipline at all? We'll probably come up with a whole lot of, and you know, at no time can we dismiss that, because now they can only sit back and look at the Webster's definition and come up with all the different reasons for answers to what discipline is. But each individual has their own definition of discipline. Discipline must end with a benefit and a positive outcome. A benefit and a positive outcome. You know, if you are overeating and you know you have to apply some self-discipline to your habits, your eating habits, then that's just something you have to do. If you know you're supposed to be training, but you don't want to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, then that's what you have to do. You know, these aren't things that we can sit and just tell you that you have to do, because that's not you having your own self-discipline. And that's the goal that we're trying to stress, parents, that our children need to take on their own self-discipline. Self-discipline. Because self-discipline will take them to that key to success. Will take them to that key to success. And I'll give a little brief story on my son. He wanted to play ball, and that was his big dream, was to play basketball. You know, we started playing basketball at a very, very young age, and that's all he talked about and thought about and decided that he wanted to do. Okay, no problem. I was there to support him. I told him I was going to support him every way through it. He's out there having fun with it, and go ahead and do your thing. But when it came time to, or when it came down to, him deciding that basketball took priority over getting a good education, or him playing basketball took precedence over him doing the right thing in school, then we had a whole new different problem. We had a problem that we needed to address and we needed to take care of right away. So, I could have locked him down and stood over his shoulder and did all these other little things, but I decided to, at this point, show him, okay, here's the plus, here's the minuses, and the next part I'm going to talk about, I had him to very carefully look at what I have defined as life skills, and we'll talk about that there here in a minute. But I had him look at the consequences of not making the right choices, and as a result, he realized that, and through his own determination, applied his own self-discipline to himself and realized that, hey, okay, and the only way I'm going to get through this thing is to go to school every day, do what I have to do, and apply a little self-discipline when it comes down to whether or not I'm going to sit and laugh and joke with the rest of the guys in the classroom, or whether or not, I'm going to go ahead and get my work done. Same thing as far as your homework. I didn't stand over his shoulder. I allowed him to have that freedom. And if he chose to veer off track on that, then the consequences came out at the end. So he applied his own self-discipline as a result. End up getting a chance to play basketball in high school, college, and now moving on to the next level. But all those things was accomplished through what I call life skills. Life skills are problem-solving behaviors used appropriately and responsibly in the management of personal affairs. So you took the time to look at these things and decide which direction you want to go in. That's how you manage your affairs. And what the PCP Network has defined as our life skills that we like to share with our parents and our students as well. Our life skills are your choices, your decisions, and your consequences. Your choices, decisions, and your consequences. If you perfect the art of making a solid choice, a logical choice, or evaluating your choices, should I say, and then making that solid and logical decision, then you will be successful. That's what it all boils down to. Going back to the definition that I said about life skills, our problem-solving behaviors. Okay, we have a dilemma in front of us. We have to make a choice used appropriately, okay, based upon our knowledge of A, B, C, and D, which one will be best suitable for us, not which one will be good for the overall masses, which one will be best suitable for us, and responsibly. So So you have to be accountable for your actions and the management of your personal affairs. So you're looking at your choices and realizing that these are the choices that's laid out here in front of us. These are our options. These are your options. And again, looking at those options and evaluating each one of them are the goals that we want to set you on. But let me say this. Let's look at what's really going to help you through this whole thing. You have your choices, your decisions, and your consequences. Now, if you look at your consequences first and realize what the outcome is going to be, what the end result is going to be, then that will help you make your choices and look at your choices objectively and look at your decision, you know, with a very clear eye. If you evaluate what the outcome or what your consequence is going to be. Someone give me an example. Give us a call this morning at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. It'll be interesting to hear what you have to say about your life skills, your choices, decisions, and your consequences. Well, while I'm waiting for someone to call in, I'm going to move right along. And talking a little bit about all this, you know, brings into play, and I talked about self-discipline, and I talked about life skills, which we really like to highlight. And now moving into another area of interest, and you've seen it up on the show page where it talks about confidence. Confidence, looking at, how well do your child feel, you know, what does he or she feel when they're out there in the game, when they're out there at practice, where, you know, when they're deeply involved in day-to-day life, you know, where is their confidence level, you know, and I put something up on the show page, and I hope all of you had a chance to look at it, and, the confidence, and talked about the confidence, whether or not the confidence level was extremely high, whether or not it was strong, whether or not it was, you know, average, or whether or not it was, you know, in the development stage. But, you know, for our children, confidence is when they feel as though they're in the zone. You know, they got the juice at that time. You know, they are feeling good about what they're doing. They feel as though that, you know, if anything goes wrong, they can react and work through it. You know, athletes that are naturally talented have a little bit more self-confidence. They have a little bit more of an edge. And that's over the years that's something that has developed. They have developed that. You know, what our children want to do, or what you want to help our children do, parents, you want to help our children develop their own confidence, you know, which we look at as self-confidence. Help them develop their own confidence. Know their abilities. Make sure that they have a fuller understanding of their abilities. And we all know that the sky is the limit. There's no limit. You know, the sky is the limit. But they have to also realize that this isn't something that they wake up the next day and say, hey, I'm going to have confidence, I'm going to do that. You know, confidence is something developed over time, whether or not it's over a month, over a year, whatever. It's developed over time, where they get to the point where it's second nature, where they get to the point, you know, that's just like a child riding a bike. We've all been through that stage of our children riding a bike. You know, at first they didn't have the confidence, and they were shaking as we hold the seats and we walk down the road with them, and then we get to the point where we're running down the road with them, and they still trying to pedal on. Okay, but once they build up that confidence that they can do it, hey, mom, dad, you can let go of the seat. I did 5 minutes ago. You know, we had to guide them into that, and that was something that they had to develop. But if you notice, that wasn't something that they got on the bike one day, and then the next day they were riding, or the next second that they were riding. You know, that's something that they had to develop. You know, what hurts our children's confidence? You know, there's a lot of things out there, obstacles out there that can hurt and hinder their self-confidence level, especially when we are applying it to sports. You know, when they try to take on different things that really doesn't really, they shouldn't try to take on by themselves, should I say. I would say, you know, like some of the shortfalls that the team may have or some of the problems that the team may have. And I know a lot of times it's a team sport and we're all involved in it, but you can't be the sole fixer for every problem that the team has. You know, if it's a team problem, then it should be taken on as a team to be resolved. It's not something that you can do by yourself as an individual athlete. You have to, without a doubt, bring in the team. You know, when they are faced with negative attitudes, you know, there's a lot of negative attitudes out there, whether or not it's coming from other, you know, teammates, or whether or not it's coming from, you know, you may even read nowadays, the worst thing that children have are these blogs and reporters and media and social media and all this other kind of stuff all over the place. You know, that is just in a lot of cases, can be some negative energy that they don't need to be involved with or they don't need to take on themselves. High expectations. You know, they're trying to live to perfection. They, you know, a young guy that's a pitcher, say he's going to go out there and he's going to throw a no-hitter, you know, or you have a young man that plays soccer or a young lady that plays soccer. She goes out there and she says she's going to get 5 goals today. Or a goalie that say he's going to make every stop today. You know, that's you know, the high expectation. Hey, if that's what you want to do, then I caution you on that, because if you don't get to that level, if you don't get to that point, then you may think down on you know, the athlete may think down on his or herself. So living in that world of perfection, you know, there's not too many professional athletes that even go out there and try to live in the world of perfection. Ain't nobody saying that they're going to go out there and every time they go to bat, it's going to be a home run. That's not what's going to happen. And they know that realistically. And as a result, they don't strive towards that. Or, you know, oftentimes our kids sometimes hold on to negative feedback. And negative feedback sometimes comes from us, parents. Sometimes it comes from us. It comes from us, or sometimes even comes from coaches. You know, we don't need to have our children holding on to that negative feedback. You know, if we're not saying something of encouragement, then I would say you may want to hold your thought, you know, hold your thought. And I'll talk a little bit more about that here in a minute. You know, we have to be supporters. We have to be advocates. And last but not least, you know, something that can hurt self-confidence is an injury. If a child is recovering from an injury, his or her confidence is not at an all-time high level because of the fact that they are recovering from an injury. And as a result, you have to worry about that, or they will bring that upon themselves. Make sure that they are fully recovered and fully healed before they get out there and take it on and have been released by a doctor if that's the case, you know, before they get back out there and try to get back into the game at full speed. You know, how do we boost their confidence? There's a number of ways that we can boost their confidence, parents, and they can work towards boosting their confidence themselves. You know, they want to visualize positive performances. You know, just as an athlete is being called into the game from the coach. Coach say, hey, come on into the, you know, go ahead and check in. You know, Smith, go check in. You know, they visualizing that positive attitude. They visualizing their teammate passing them the ball and they going down and scoring a goal. You know, they seeing all that, you know, just before they get up and go check into the game. You know, they see that. They visualize that positive performance. You know, get into the habit of reassuring yourself. You know, our children should be able to reassure themselves, and a good way to reassure themselves, they can state some positive affirmation. You know, I can make this shot. I can make this shot. I can make this shot. And then when they get to the point where they actually believe that, hey, we own. It's a good shot every time. You know, build that confidence through affirmations. And the way this day is called together some good affirmations, I would say, list all their positive qualities. And if they start listing all their positive qualities, and then they turn them qualities that they have listed into some good solid affirmations, they're on that road to success. They're on that road to success. You know, that self-confidence is a very, very, very high key part to having a success in youth sports. You know, one of the key things that I always tell kids, you have to play in the moment. You have to play in the moment and rely on your natural abilities. And what I mean by playing in the moment and relying on your natural abilities, if you have made this shot before, don't think about the times that you missed the shot. Think about what are you getting ready to do at that moment. If you're standing there, you're on the free throw line or you're on the free throw line and you're getting ready to take that next shot, okay, hey, know that that's what you do. You've made 75 of them out of 76 before. What's saying that you're not going to make it now? It doesn't make a difference on how many people are yelling, how many people are screaming, and who's waving what in front of you. You go ahead and make the shot. And stay focused on all your positive qualities. Believe in yourself. You know what? It's not an optional thing. You have to. Parents, we have to ensure that our children believe in themselves, believe that they can do whatever they choose to do. Do not set any limits on their abilities. You know, maintain a good positive attitude before, during, and after the competition. And I want to stress the point about after the competition because, parents, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to be very brief with it when I say it, but I know all of you will understand it, all of you will comprehend it, and all of you will hopefully acknowledge it and work towards practicing it. After the game, do not drive home and you want to discuss every little issue of the game. You want to break the game down by quarters. You want to break the game down by how much time your child was actually in the game. You want to break the game down by every little shot that he or she took. Parents, please do not do that. Please. You are now questioning, not only, like I stated in last week's show, you're not only questioning the coach's ability to coach your child, but now you're also knocking your child's confidence down because you're questioning everything that he or she did out there on the court or on the field. Please, parents, do not do that. When you are driving down the street and you are just finished with the game, okay, turn the radio on or, you know, talk about, okay, what you want to eat for dinner. Do not have a conversation about the game. Only if your child starts the conversation, if your child initiates that conversation and invites you into that conversation by asking you a open-ended question, then you go for it. Now, parents, I want to caution you. When you decide to go for it, don't bombard them with all the things that's bogged up in your mind. Answer the question and then be quiet again. Please do that for me. Answer the question and then be quiet again. Because that is a very key to seeing if your child really wants to talk about that issue. And if he or she doesn't want to talk about that issue, then parents, do not probe into it. Do not be annoying. Should I say it in a nice way? Do not be annoying with trying to get information out of them. Allow them to invite you into their conversation, and you'll be able to go from there. Well, parents, I thought I had a little piece of soundtrack that I wanted to play for you, but soundtrack doesn't seem to be coming up. Seem to be having a little internet technical difficulty. But that's all right. At some point in time and at another show, I will definitely get around to playing that piece for you, because I really wanted you to hear that piece and definitely wanted you to put that in your mind for later on in life when you decide to use that with your children and help them move on to be, you know, do bigger and better things. Well, we have been on here for about the last 30 so minutes or so, and I hope that you got something out of this here conversation. I didn't get any callers, but I'm hoping that I've had a number of great folks that will listen to the archive copy and share this with others. As always, there's always, always more insight to everything I had a chance to talk about. And, you know, real quick, summarizing this thing before we shut it down. You know, we talk about success in sports, and we talk about what is success, and, you know, some of the key things to having great success in sports is, you know, athlete development, self-discipline. And then I put out there the PCP life skills, which is your choices, your decisions, and your consequences. Moved on from there, and we talked about confidence, you know, and had a nice little round on some of the do's and don'ts when your child is trying to build his or her confidence. You know, with all that being said, parents, you know, our children have the ability to be great. Oftentimes, we are the ones that hinder that ability. You know, we try to push too hard, or we have false motivation, or, you know, in some cases, and being very real about it, try to live through their dreams, or try to control and guide their every step. Trust me, our children are going to make the most solid and sound decision that they can make, based upon our teachings, based upon our guidance that we have provided them to this day. So trust in that, parents. Know that your child has listened to you. Know that your child is going to be all right. You may see them, or it may give the appearance sometime that they're steering off course, but trust me, I don't think that's the case. I think they're going to be all right. So, on that note, parents, you have a great day. And this has been M.H. Scott, the host of the PCP Network. You have a wonderful day. And I didn't even get a chance to put to my man, Mr. Keith Wright. So, on that note, I'm going to wind down and I'm going to close out. And thank you for your listening.